USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol will go forward despite the GOP promises to boycott the investigation. She says she won't let Republican antics derail the probe. On Wednesday, she rejected two of GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the panel. Two that are close to former President Trump, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
The other two made statements and took actions that just made it ridiculous to put them on such a committee seeking the truth.
So far, Pelosi isn't saying whether she'll decide to appoint other members to the panel. McCarthy says none of this matters.
This is a sham committee that's just politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
He said the GOP may do their own probe, even though the minority doesn't have the power to set up a committee. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Astounding people in Missouri, a St. Louis prosecutor decides to let accused killers out of jail. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vicario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Coalition for Jewish Values has announced a nationwide petition to urge people to boycott Ben & Jerry's ice cream. USA's John Clemens reports.
The petition against Ben & Jerry's was announced after the Vermont ice cream maker issued a policy that it would not sell its products to Jews in the occupied Palestinian territory called Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yochel Mikham of the Coalition of Jewish Values said, Jews have lived in Judea and Samaria for almost 4,000 years since God gave that holy land to Abraham.
Just the thought that this is just typical of the woke left these days, unfortunately, they grab onto any cause, and it doesn't matter if it's rational, and it doesn't matter if it's actually helpful.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden greenlights the Nord Stream pipeline from Russia to Germany. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The deal critics have warned would allow Moscow to starve Ukraine of transit fees that are crucial to Kyiv's economy. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Fox Business says this is just another Biden-owned foreign disaster.
It harms our national security posture. As Russia's economy grows and they do better, and their economy will grow and do better as a result of this deal, this is just yet another foreign policy disaster in the making.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.